When hip-hop got its start 50 years ago, it was a DJ cutting between two records and an MC rhyming over the beats. But for rap's first decade, the rhymes had a bit of a predictable pattern.
Bricks in a bus, brakes on a car, brakes to make you a superstar.
The rhyme almost always fell at the end of the line. But there was a seismic shift in the complexity of rap in 1987 with the debut of Eric B. and Rakim. Cultural critic Kiana Fitzgerald is looking back at a few of the game-changing moments in hip-hop. And today, she examines the album Paid in Full.
I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more. But it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking
the early hip-hoppers from the Curtis Blows to the Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Fives were more focused on preserving the sound of hip-hop as it was in the beginning. When Rakim came along, he wanted to really put the emphasis on the internal rhymes. He said, you know what, I'm going to take these complex concepts and ideas and I'm going to place them in unconventional places for hip-hop.
I don't bug out or chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this.
So listen to this song. It's called My Melody, and it was one of the first songs that Eric B. and Rakim worked on together.
A repetition of words, just check out my melody. Some bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice.
I wish I could rap like him. All right, he says, a repetition of words, just check out my melody. Some bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. He placed the rhyme in the center of the bar instead of at the end, which is what we were typically used to hearing in hip hop. Rakim talked to NPR in 2009 about his style and influence.
I was shooting for something different. You know, like some of my influence was John Coltrane. I played the sax as well. So listening to him play in the different rhythms that he had, I was trying to write my rhymes as if I was a saxophone player.
When I approach, I exercise like a coach, using a melody and add numerous notes. And when the mic and the R-A-K-I-M is attached like a match, I was strike again.
I feel like Rakim is like a master weaver. He's someone that can take a concept and stick it through this, you know, entry point and then make it come out this other side in a way that you wouldn't have anticipated. And I think that's what made this song and this project so special. After Paid in Full, hip-hop really was never the same. It became a playground for people to just experiment. A lot of MCs that are still working today have directly utilize the way that he speaks and raps and rhymes, from, you know, an Eminem to a Lil Wayne to, you know, Houston artists like Bun B and Zero. They've all interpolated or sampled direct lines from Paid in Full. And that really goes to show that, you know, Rakim ain't no joke.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke.
That was Kiana Fitzgerald. Her new book is called Ode to Hip Hop, 50 albums that define 50 years of trailblazing music. She'll break down another album next week.